Julio, for a guy at your position, what are you looking to prove this week in this kind of setting?
I feel like I'm trying to improve creating separation from the defender at the top of my routes, you know, because I'm a bigger receiver. I get away with, you know, using my body frame a little bit. So I'm trying to just create a little bit more separation, show the scouts that I could create separation.
Is your size the thing that really stands out, and is that what the team seemed to like so far?
Yes, sir. I talked to many teams, and that's one of the things that they always very excited about is my size and how I could high point balls and my catch radius.
Is this kind of a big – New Mexico State is not getting a big amount of exposure as some other schools. Is this a really big showcase for you to kind of show that you belong with some of these guys?
Oh, yes, it is. It is. Coming from a smaller school, a lot of scouts want to see can I play with the top guys, you know. And I feel like in day football is football, regardless of who you're going up against. You still got to showcase your talent every Saturday, you know. So this is a chance to show all the guys from New Mexico State or for the smaller schools that if you work hard, you could be here one day.
Take me through kind of your path on how you got to New Mexico State first off and then got to the point where you are right now.
Out of high school, I wasn't really recruited. I had to take the JUCO route. So I went to Hutchinson Community College, and I got redshirted there. Then my coach sent me to Ellsworth Community College, and I played 2 years there. And then I transferred. Corey Martin, he sent me, he recruited me from New Mexico State, and I went to New Mexico State, and I played there for 2 years.
When you watch receivers in the NFL, which one maybe reminds you of you when you watch NFL?
I say Brandon Marshall. How physical he is, you know, maybe one day I could put on that frame, but just how physical he is and how he's a student of the game.
And when you look ahead to the draft, what kind of goal do you set for yourself, and then how do you approach it?
My first goal is making a roster. My second goal is help my team win the Super Bowl. You know, I think that's why all players should play the game of football, to help your team win the Super Bowl. You know, all the individual goals will come later on, but I want to help my team win the Super Bowl.
What do you know about the Cleveland Browns?
I know that they got one of my favorite receivers, Josh Gordon. You know, he's back in the league, so I'm excited to see him play. You know, I'm not a fan no more since this is about to be my career, but I was excited to see him.
What made you a Josh Gordon fan?
Just so the stuff that he do. He's a freak of nature, and I love seeing freak of nature at my size, you know. So it's just like, wow, it's just crazy how good he is and the stuff that he overcome to put himself back in the situation that he is right now.
And what do you do that's like what he does out there?
I feel like he has strong hands, and I feel like I have strong hands too. So I'm going to showcase this during practice.